Dr. Pensky dictating email on Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Jeffrey Thompson is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his right hand at work on 11-10-21, period. He was opening a rear barn door of a truck when another dumpster crushed it while going by. His hand was crushed. His right hand was crushed in this event, and he did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of significant nerve and bone damage repaired surgically. Period, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen at Cape Regional Medical Center emergency room on 11-10-21, period. He complained of right hand pain after it was crushed between two dumpsters at work. He complained of numbness to the right third and fourth digits, period. He was already taking Cymbalta and Trazodone with a history of depression, period. He was evaluated and had x-rays of the right wrist and hand, period. He was administered intravenous antibiotic and pain medication, period. He had a orthopedic surgery consultation on 11-10-21 with the physician assistant, period. He denied prior injuries to this hand, period. He wrote the x-rays showed a severely comminuted and mildly displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of the right third digit with dorsal angulation. There is significant soft tissue swelling of the right hand. The rest of the digits are intact. He gave a diagnosis consistent with that fracture as well as soft tissue swelling, period. He was then referred for hand specialist consultation, period. New paragraph on 11-11-21. He was seen at Penn Orthopedics and scratch that where it was noted. He had a history of impaired fasting glucose, elevated testosterone, polycythemia that was medication-induced, left knee pain, sleep difficulties, history of opioid abuse, mood disorder, period. He stood 74 inches tall and weighed 340 pounds with a BMI of 43.65, period. The unnamed provider diagnosed open fracture of the proximal phalanx of the right hand. Period, a splint was left in place and outer bandages were replaced, period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period, 11-12-11, surgery was done by Dr. Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N-G, to be inserted, period. He did have intraoperative x-rays performed, both pre- and post-open reduction internal fixation. period, actually just not pre, but post reduction, open reduction internal fixation of the right third digit period, he remained hospitalized through 11/14/21. Appeared he was doing well, and completed his postoperative course of intravenous ANSEF. They would transition him to oral cefadroxil, 1 gram daily, upon discharge to home. Appeared he was going to continue oral pain medication, emphasizing non-narcotic medications with oxycodone as needed sparingly. Period. New paragraph. On 8/2/22, many months after this injury, he was seen by Dr. Edwards. Period. He was status 9 months status post. Excisional debridement of the right hand third digit on 11/12/21. Period. His preoperative symptoms of numbness were slightly improved. Period. His pain medications included only Tylenol. Period. He has shown improvement in his activity level since the surgery. Period. Dr. Edwards repeated x-rays that demonstrated a healed comminuted fracture of the long digit. Period. There was faint fracture lucency noted. Period. He would continue his home exercise program. Period. He was also referred for electrodiagnostic testing. Period. He returned on 10/11/22, and this time saw Dr. Harding, H-A-R-D-I-N-G. Period. X-rays showed stable, healed third proximal phalangeal fracture with stable deformity compared to the study of 10/20/10. Period. Dr. Harding noted he was taking gabapentin and Celebrex. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show he underwent an ultrasound in the left lower extremity that was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Period. This study was done on 11/12/21. Period. He participated in occupational therapy at Novocare on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He displayed on his phone the x-ray showing his proximal phalanx had a comminuted fracture on the right long finger. Period. General appearance, he rolled his sleeves up for better visualization. Period. Inspection revealed a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There was mild swelling of the right thumb, metacarpal phalangeal joint, but there was none on the left. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. He had a healed hyperkeratotic 1-inch longitudinal scar overlying the third distal metacarpal. Period. He had tattoos of the right upper extremity. Period. His right long finger extension of the PIP joint had a 35-degree lag, but flexion was nearly full to 80 degrees. Period. Motion of the remaining finger joints, as well as both wrists, elbows, and shoulders, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished at the right distal phalanx of the middle finger. prepared composite flexion was to within 1/4 inch off the palm. Period. Spine cervical is normal. Impressions on 11/10/21, Jeffrey Thompson's right hand was crushed by the barn door of his truck when it was struck by another vehicle. Brady was seen at the emergency room and was found to have a comminuted fracture as well as crush injury. Period. He had orthopedic and then hand specialist consultations. Period on 11/12/21, he submitted to surgery to be inserted here. Period, he had postoperative x-rays that eventually showed healing of this fracture. Period, he participated in occupational therapy as well. Period, new paragraph. The current examination found mildly decreased range of motion about the right long finger at the PIP joint. Period. There was swelling at the right thumb MP joint, but there was none at the involved finger. Period. By manual muscle testing, hand grasp was 5/5. Paired with hand dynamometry, it was fairly flat line and markedly decreased compared to the left. This suggests an element of functional overlay. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 10%, scratch that, 5% permanent partial disability referable to the right long finger. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. He has been able to return to employment but did not give details. Period. And that is the end.